Take your time to come quietly to a stable supported verticality sitting, perhaps on a chair, a cushion, a bench, or the floor. But with your spine supported in its natural verticality, so that your armpits are directly above your hip bones, and your hip bones are clearly higher than your knees, with both of your legs effortlessly supported by the floor or your chair or bench. With the front edges of your hip bones a little in front of the front edges of your buttock bones, so that your natural lumbar curve is naturally present. Rest your hands on your thighs or in your lap, with your fingers and your thumbs completely relaxed. And with your head centered between your relaxed shoulders, allowing your eyes to softly close, allow them to equally softly open whenever they feel to. But whether your eyes are open or closed, look not at nor for anything in particular, as you feel, as continuously and clearly as possible, the many changing sensations being generated by your body settling into its supported verticality. Invite the whole of your body to relax in its own time and in its own sequence, as much as possible, as you feel, as continuously and clearly as possible, the many changing sensations that it's generating. As you allow your body to relax and soften as much as possible, with your lips in gentle contact, especially invite and allow all the small muscles of your face, scalp, throat, mouth, tongue, ears, eyes, and pelvic floor to relax completely into the comfortable stability of your verticality, allowing muscles in your neck, ribcage, and back to support the muscles of your spine in maintaining your verticality. Invite all the other muscles of your body to completely relax as you feel, as continuously and clearly as possible, the many changing sensations being generated by your body. Invite your mind also to relax as much as possible. Invite your mind to let go completely of its remarkable ability to imagine, into its ability to simply recognize what is actually happening in your body, relaxing and softening as much as possible into the presence of gravity, as you feel, as continuously and clearly as possible, the many changing sensations being generated by your body, relaxing and softening into the presence of gravity. Allow your mind to relax and soften into the presence of your body as you feel, as continuously, as clearly as possible, the many changing sensations being generated by your body. as you feel, as clearly and deeply as possible. The many changing sensations being generated by your body. Allow your mind to express itself completely freely, nevertheless. Invite your mind without insisting. Invite your mind to become as intimate as possible with your body, simply by feeling as clearly and deeply as possible the many changing sensations that it's generating. As you feel, as continuously clearly as possible, the flow of changing sensations being generated by your body. Invite your mind to clearly recognize the presence of sensations that have anatomical implications, such as pressure, hand, pelvis, bone. Invite your mind also to recognize the presence of sensations that have physiological implications, revealing, for example, the rhythm of your breathing, the beating of your heart. And as you feel, as clearly as possible, the many different sensations being generated by your body, and recognize some of their anatomical and physiological implications. Invite your mind to become as intimate as possible with your physiological presence, with those sensations that reveal the natural activity of your body, maintaining its equilibrium. Become as intimate as possible with the organic nature of your body, generating the sensations that indicate and reveal its physiological, natural activity. Allowing your mind to express itself completely freely, nevertheless. Invite your mind without insisting. Invite your mind to become as intimate as possible with your organic presence, with the presence of physiological activity, such as breathing, the beating of your heart, and more subtle circulations and rhythms, currents and tides. revealing your physiological nature as a living organism. Allowing your mind to express itself completely freely. Nevertheless, invite your mind to let go not only of its remarkable ability to imagine, but to let go also even of its ability to recognize into your deeper ability to simply enjoy the presence and activity of your body. Allowing your mind to express itself completely freely, nevertheless, invite your mind to let go as deeply as possible into your ability to feel. As you feel, as deeply as possible, your own presence, invite your mind to relax so deeply that perhaps it lets go completely of its ability to recognize, to know anything at all into your deeper ability to feel. And as you allow your mind to express itself completely freely, nevertheless, invite your mind to clearly recognize the presence of nature within your experience of your own presence. And as you feel and recognize the presence of nature within you and without you, allow your eyes to softly open without looking at nor for anything in particular, but allow the presence of nature to reveal itself so that whatever you're feeling, whatever you're seeing, whatever you're hearing is recognized perhaps to be the presence of nature. Invite your mind to bring that recognition of the presence of nature in everything with you into your day.